Stephen, a question I've always wanted to ask you. So many people call this program at Peter Davenport at the National UFO Reporting Center about these huge triangular-shaped objects that they seem to see.
Right.
Obviously, there's something, but what are they? I do not know. Do you get reports from some of the people in the Disclosure Project what they might be?
Yes. There are actually several categories of those. There are a number of human-made prototypes that are very advanced, sort of electrogravitic, anti-gravity, if you will, propulsion systems, and they've been being tested for many, many years, that are triangular in shape or delta sort of in shape. Some are chevrons. There are also extraterrestrial vehicles that are similar. Of course, that's where they got the idea from them. And that also have a similar shape. As you know, we have gone on expeditions all over the world to the volcano down near Mexico City, I think southeast of Mexico City, Popocatépetl, and also around Belgium, in the eastern part of Belgium there near Opin, where there are many of these huge triangular objects were seen. And we sent our own team there. I was head of them, this team, and went there and had rather close encounters with them. In fact, were able to signal with them with lights for up to 20 minutes at one point, where they were circling over just a few thousand feet from us, and not very high, large, about three football fields on each side of this enormous triangle, obviously under intelligent control. So we've had some extraordinary close encounters with those objects, and actually there's some excellent accounts of that. There's a book, the first book we put out was called Extraterrestrial Contact, The Evidence and Implications, and people can get that at disclosureproject.org, where we go through the kind of craft that we've encountered. Then they run the gamut from these enormous triangular objects to very small probes that are the size of a basketball that have flown right into our research groups and zipped back out, to traditionally sort of spherical and disc-shaped objects. So I think that people have to keep in mind that anything that's been observed that's an unusual phenomenon like this, mm-hmm. and that's of extraterrestrial origin, that our aerospace, a very classified corporate and military projects have worked at replicating the air form, if you will,
sure.
shape, as well as the propulsion systems. Now, of course, I mean, I think the one is much more advanced than the other. The extraterrestrial vehicles are much more advanced. But my understanding is that there have been such enormous breakthroughs since the 40s and 50s, when those projects started, up to today, that some of the technologies that we have in these classified projects really do look like things out of Star Trek or what have you. And it is a very serious R&D effort that's been going on. Of course, I tell people our tax dollars hard at work. At some point, I do hope that we get some benefits.
Yeah, they are hard at work, but we don't know what they're doing.
Right, exactly. Back in 94, when I was meeting with folks at the Senate Appropriations Committee, they said upwards of $100 billion a year back then was going into these sort of illegal and unaccountable shadowy projects with all the creative accounting. And I was astonished at that number. And this was, of course, this man I mentioned before had a subpoena power and top-secret clearance. And he says, we just can't control it. He says, it's hidden in so many places. There's so much what have you going on. And there's so many issues that folks up there on the Hill are dealing with, that these things that just go on and on and on. It's like the Energizer Bunny. No one really has a good handle on it, and it just is off and running.